Blog Talk Radio. c'est la vie mouillée. Papa, mon petit plat, mon tabou pirate, pas qui passe à boucher. Où c'est la vie mouillée, mes amis.
Thank you. Divine All Blessed, peace and love, joy and prosperity. You are listening now live to the Divine Prince, an African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor. Udu Obeya Mokor, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, revolutionary, healing, and holistic. From a pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective, understanding that all is indeed a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, teaching, my walk, and my work along this divine, all-blessed life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father Earth. And it is indeed my personal place of power and understanding. The place from where I begin and the place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavors. Understanding that I and I alone create and co-create my divine destiny. And I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is. Ashe. Today is Wednesday, August 3rd, 2011. And I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you. Live. And of course, now I need to go and answer this bell, but I will return momentarily. Give thanks and all of the blessings. Thank you. also running a operating, working temple at the same time. I normally don't close the temple during the show because, indeed, from time to time, there are those who do come in and listen and enjoy the show with you from here. But generally, those people know what time I'm on air, and they don't. They make a great effort not to interrupt the show. But every now and then, somebody will come through who has no knowledge of the scheduling. And, of course, it's all a blessing. I do appreciate each and every one of your divine being and presence, those who are with me now live in the chat, as well as those who are present on the phone lines at area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. If you have a question, comment, or request, please do humbly, respectfully, press the number one on your telephone keypad. Know that I will be with you momentarily as time and spirit do permit. Again, our live listen-in and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967. I am now coming to you live and always in archive at your leisure and convenience, emanating and vibrating with you and for you, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum, universally, from this working temple of the House of the Divine Presence, Thai in Mecca, in the legendary, historic, beautiful, and enchanted, most haunted city in America, New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritless hoodoo Obeah life path and journey, passing down the great Obeah stick along with the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, ritual, and mineral. Join me here live and always in archive each and every day at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio. My listen-in and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967. You can listen and enjoy the show when you're away from your computer by dialing 347-215-8967. And when you're ready with your question, comment, or request, do press number one. I will be with you momentarily. Remember that my website, where I can be reached utilizing various means virtually 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating 360 degrees of well-documented revelation and manifestation, is www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And do continue to show your love, your support for these very qualified ministers, spiritualists, psychics, practitioners, evangelists, Ianifas, Babalawos, Orisha priests, paleolith, numerologists, astrologers, all located within my various virtual temple groups, beginning in the center of the first page of my website at www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And there you will find my House of the Divine Prince King group. We are true friends, divine intervention, divine joy and prosperity, divine love and relationships, divine manifestation, divine revelations, and guiding voices of divination. We also appreciate your continued support and reverence for these powerful voices located within the King's Chamber and the Queen's Chamber of my website, respectfully. Within the Queen's Chamber, you will still find the Divine Voltaire, one of my elders, mentors, godmothers, hailing from the Atlanta, Georgia area. And you can find the direct link for her within the Queen's Chamber of my website. There you will also find another of my elders and mentors and godmothers, Dr. Joy of Unlimited Joy, located here locally in this enchanted city of New Orleans, Louisiana. You can find a link for her and Unlimited Joy within the Queen's Chamber of my website. There you will also find the Orisha Santeria Priestess. See what this one Orisha can do hailing from the New York, New Jersey area, and you can connect with her via the Queen's Chamber of my website. Goddess, Mother of Orisha, Super Queen, has been on board with me in this ministry since 1986. One of my longest standing temple members, Goddess Mother Orisha, Super Queen, the solution, her link can be found in the Queen's Chamber of my website. You will also find 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, the powerful voices of Goddess Palace, Goddess Queen UK's Healing from the Goddess Palace, Universal Opulence, keeping excellent sacred, guiding you back to you in a multitude of ways via her Blog Talk Radio archive player in the Queen's Chamber of my website. There you will also find Aminti Anoket Astrology, her temple radio show. Aminti Anoket is an old soul now invested in a youthful body that has come here to return the consciousness spiritual beings throughout the universe by way of Master Astrology. And you can find her Blog Talk Radio archive player in the Queen's Chamber of my website. You will also find the very powerful truth terrorist, Queen Ifama, serving nothing but the butt naked truth via her Blog Talk Radio archive player in the Queen's Chamber of my website, hailing from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, also offering her original and handcrafted African jewelry and products. Please do investigate her website at ifama.com while listening to her in the Queen's Chamber of my website. There you will also find the Go-Go Nana Alana Omare, sister priestess and an authentic Sangoma, mother of many nations, Oshun priestess, Go-Go Nana Alana Omare. This goddess, Love Light, can be found in the Queen's Chamber of my website via her Blog Talk Radio archive player. There you will also find Sister Amina, Racism Non-Anonymous, teaching the concepts, principles, and practices of a revolutionary 12-step program, Racism Non-Anonymous, featuring Sister Amina and the Recovery Room, uniquely designed with the African in mind via her Blog Talk Radio archive player and the Queen's Chamber of my website. There you will also find Angelic Soap, one of our faithful sponsors and community members, high priestess in her own right, preparing handcrafted real soap from the freshest vegetable oils and other high quality ingredients to ensure gentle cleansing with a rich, low moisturizing lather. Utilizing fair trade-based oils and butters, including raw, organic, and unrefined West African shea and African cocoa butters. Right now, I am enjoying the prosperity soap, and waiting for my root to come in. We also specialize in soaps for special cleansing and ritual baths. So do let us know what you desire, what you seek, what you are in need of. And Angela Soap will be happy to prepare a custom order for you. I have activated a special coupon of HDP15, House of the Divine Prince 15, for an automatic 15% deduction off of your final price. The code is good only for the followers of House of the Divine Prince, Five Potions, Van Hoodoo Central, and my Blog Talk Radio listening audience. Please also find the Queen's Belief of Kushua within the Queen's Chamber of my website. Experience Nubian jewels, African-inspired and Egyptian-inspired cultural bazaar with essentials ranging from hair jewels, body adornments to interior decor for a totally accessorized lifestyle. One centralized location within the Queen's Chamber of my website. And please also be mindful that my internet stores are still going strong, and we invite you, if you have not done so already, to explore the second page of my website at houseofthedivineprince.com. Netter had tour House of the Divine Prince, where you will find CDs, DVDs, Yoruba, Ifa, Caesarea, Lakomi, Halo, Hoodoo, Voodoo, and a wealth of other powerful educational, edifying, as well as historic material. You will find all of my mother's books, including her most recent book, 365 Days of Devotion. You will also find my youngest sister's book, as well as her two coming books, will be available, I believe, sometime in the next 30 days. You can also find still featured Congo Square by Freddie Williams Evans, local author and historian from this beautiful city of New Orleans, Louisiana, featured on the second page of my website, as well as some of my favorite books. People often ask me, herb books and Orisha books, Lawa books, deity books, and I try and include them all in my bookstore. The God Genes Decoded is still a very powerful book by R.A. Waldron, and you can find the best price offered on the second page of my website. And of course, I am still offering Ganovia Coffee, Gourmet Black, Arabica, Goji Berry, and many more powerful healing food infused coffees, all featured on the second page of my website. Also be mindful that within the King's Chamber, you can still find featured the powerful Dr. Mandrake 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the King's Chamber of my website, Reverend Majasi Barusi and Uja Temple Ministries, the Roof Garden, teaching the worship of the African goddess, an evangelistic effort at promoting respect, worship, and reverence for the sacred African feminine goddess and her divine presence among people of African descent, hosted by Reverend Majati Baruti and Susan Mitchell. In the King's Chamber of my website, Temple of the Enlightened Mind, featuring Big Steve. I've known Big Steve since 1990. Especially spirituality with an emphasis on raising your level of consciousness is his specialty, featuring Big Steve within the King's Chamber of my website. I will be forward momentarily with more of the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince type potions that we do center here on Blog Talk Radio. I bow in divine namaste to you, Angelic Soul, Nephirim, Queen B1, all of our special guests who are coming on, those who are with us still on the phone lines. Area code 786, I do see that your hand is raised. You will be our first caller momentarily. And I invite others to join us here in the live chat at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-divine-prince. You can also join us on the phone line at area code 347-215-8967. Press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. You will be number 2 after I return momentarily. Remembering again that all is truly and indeed a blessing. We can just see beyond the veil. It's all just an illusion. It's all just a test. One of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. Ashe. And I say, indeed, we give great honor and reverence to each and every one of your divine and sacred presence here with us at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time with the Power Lunch and the Divine Prince live from this beautiful, historic, and legendary city of New Orleans, Louisiana. I will be going to the phone lines momentarily, but I would like to first announce and introduce a special surprise guest caller, the Queen Quet of Gullah Gullah Geechee Nation, who will be here with us on Friday afternoon at noon in Congress Square here in this beautiful New Orleans, Louisiana. The Queen, I am opening your line as we speak. Can you hear me?
Peace and blessings. Alafia.
There.
How honored to do.
I believe you are on the Skype number, but I'm not.
You can't hear me?
Beloved.
I'm hearing you.
Claire?
Yes, sir.
We're having some kind of issue now with our phone lines. I'm going to play just a short number, and I'm going to try again. I know I have Queen still in Facebook chat, and if you can't hear me, for some reason I'm having a difficult issue right now opening your line. I don't know if it's the Skype that you're using or what manner of service. If you can, I'm going to try it again just after this brief intermission. All is indeed a blessing.
Any ally. Lobo, bidi, banani, nani. Itumi, kwele, kwe, tango.
Alafia and Ashe, indeed we give thanks in all things. We have with us the Queen Kwet, chiefess of the Gullah Geechee Nation. Queen, can you hear me now?
Alafia. How honored to do.
Divine peace and blessings. We are truly honored by your sacred presence with us here today.
Me glad for Dia with all the Hunter children with Dia in the chat room and Pandisha, Brother Divine. Thank you, thank you.
I wanted to not only introduce and reintroduce you to the community, I'm sure you have a limited amount of time, but also give you an opportunity to make your announcements and reiterate your presence here in the city on Friday afternoon.
Yes.
We truly thank for you.
Yes, I'm truly thankful to all the family in the NOLA and that everyone is really prepping for it, and I've been letting everyone here know that the drums have truly sounded and finally reached Louisiana Shore from us here in the Gullah Geechee Nation, because we have been planning this journey for the last year for the Gullah Geechee Nation International Music and Movement Festival, and our title for this year is Gullah Geechee, the Drum de We, the Drum de Gwine Congo Square. And so our first stop is the city of New Orleans, and we will be coming to Congo Square, and the Congo Square Committee is greeting us along with the rest of our NOLA family at noon this Friday, as I've heard you mention and I've seen you've been posting on Facebook. And we will be at the River Road African American Museum for our main event on Saturday in Donaldsonville outside the city. And so that will take place from noon until 6, and then we'll have another libation ceremony at Evergreen Plantation after we all depart from Donaldsonville, and then we'll head back toward New Orleans. And so it's a very powerful time because we know there are many Geechees in Louisiana, but they may not realize that they had that name because of their migration of their ancestors westward from the Gullah Geechee Nation. So we so glad for this your time for rejoin all of the family and thing what they down there with all that we were did cross here. And so it will be a powerful afternoon, I know, with all of us gathering there at Congo Square, and then we're planning to have some lunch, and we're planning to do a ceremony on the ferry as well on Friday going across to the West Bank. And so we definitely want to connect with everyone, and also we're going to be stopping through the Mardi Gras Film Festival as well that evening. And so we'll have different times that we'll be able to connect with everybody that we can in the family while we are there in the city. And it's such a blessing to have you and others jump right in and start beating the drum as well and get more folks to come on and gather in the circle so we can shout together.
Yes, we indeed give thanks for you, truly. I'm humbled and honored by your presence. And I want to be clear. Now, you're having lunch and the Mardi Gras Indian Festival. Is that across the street at Golden Festival?
That's across the street, yes.
Okay, at 704 North Rampart.
After we leave out of Congo Square, we intend to have a fellowship lunch across the street.
Yes, and that's at Brother Shaka's place, Golden Feather,
yes.
Mardi Gras
Golden
Indian
Feather.
Gallery, African Cuisine at 704 North Rampart Street, right across the street from Congo Square. And we truly appreciate you and the announcements. I'm not quite sure what I'll be able to do on Saturday, but I'll definitely be present at noon and at lunch at the Golden Feather on Friday.
Excellent. And for all the others who are listening who might want the schedule, I just want them to make sure they can go to www.gullahgeechee.info, gullahgeechee.info, and then obtain the schedule of the other activities in Donaldsonville if you are not able to make it at noon to Congo Square on Friday.
Ashe, Ashe. And your personal website is www.queenquet.com?
That's right. And Quet is Q-U-E-T.
Yeah, thanks, Ashe. We will certainly appreciate you and your taking the time out to call and give this live announcement here on the broadcast. We're truly honored and grateful, Madope.
Well, I truly appreciate you opening up the lines to me and to the whole Gullah Geechee Nation family, and definitely to clearing the way for our arrival, because we're so glad that we're going to have a chance to embrace all the Hunter children and have a little bit of something for Nam Pun together and truly reconnect the family. And so we do give thanks, I do pray, and we truly look forward to being there in the NOLA with all the Hunter children. So we going to bring out the drum and everything else in Congo Square for truth.
And I look forward to having the opportunity to hug your neck, and I definitely will be present on Friday.
Excellent. Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings. Ashe.
Ashe.
We certainly do give honor and reverence to the chiefess, Queen Kwet, and her journey and mission by way of Gullah Geechee Nation. And now I'm going to also go to area code 305.
Hello.
Okay, yes, I can hear you now. Peace and blessings. Who's calling and where are you calling from?
Peace and blessings. This is Alberta. I'm calling from Florida.
Give thanks. I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name, dear heart. Say that again.
Alberta.
Alberta. And how can I help you today?
Well, I was calling because I'm of Haitian descent, and I'm going to be taking a trip to Haiti soon, later on this month. And I have intentions on, you know, maybe doing a ceremony or something like that, but I don't know if I should. I don't know.
You mean while you're there in Haiti?
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, now.
In a sense, I kind of feel like there's something, like I have a calling or something like that.
Well, it would definitely, it's definitely a blessing, first of all, to have that opportunity to venture to Haiti and connect at a cultural level, at a grassroots level. Now, I personally, and this is my personal advice, I don't suggest that people play around, if you will, with religions. And I'm not suggesting that you are, but I wouldn't take a tourist attitude, as we often see, and go there and participate in something that may not necessarily be who you are, part of your path.
I am of Haitian descent. My grandmother was.
No. I mean, as far as the religion itself.
Okay.
And have been initiated properly into the tradition. Now, having said that, I do think it's an excellent opportunity for you to do some research and to connect with the communities there on the ground. They often do have opportunities for people to connect legitimately with the path and with the religion. I just don't suggest that you do it from a tourist perspective, if you will. And let them know, you know, that you're new and that you're curious about connecting with your roots, particularly as it relates to the traditions. But there's definitely no harm, I think, in your connecting in that way. I would just, again, avoid the more tourist-like events that tend to draw the more secular crowd that has no real connection to the culture, to the religion at all. And I believe that there are often spirits there which can bring about some blocks and some confusion. So I would definitely take it from more on hands-on, on the grounds, you know, do your research, seek out the legitimate houses in the community, and then proceed from there.
Okay. Would that be somewhat of a calling for me? Because I've been having dreams, and I've been told a few times that that's a path that I should take, but I don't know.
Well, it definitely sounds like a call. Now, again, you should have legitimate divinations done in order to really determine your spiritual path. I don't think, again, there's any harm in the call. Most of us in our journey, those of us who weren't brought up or raised up within these traditions by way of a call, whether it be through dreams, whether it's through a almost spiritual connection with people within the tradition consistently and continually throughout your life path, So indeed, you're being called to do. But as far as anything more formalized than that, you're definitely going to have to connect with the Mambos and the leaders within the community there, the elders particularly, and find your way into the into the tradition in that way. We sort of commercialize the tradition to some degree, and people are choosing deities and choosing paths based on favor or even a sense of connectedness, but still without, you know, necessarily doing the work. As an example, you know, I have some basic knowledge of chemistry, but I'm not a chemist. I haven't taken any formal training in chemists, and it would be against the law for me to try and, you know, perform certain actions as a chemist without that training. And I think we need to look at our spiritual paths, particularly within these more ritualized ceremonial paths, through that same, you know, vein of understanding. So I would definitely answer the call, which you are actively doing, by getting on the plane and going to Haiti. But take that time then to connect on the ground. And literally, once you get off the plane, if you're truly being led by spirit, it will come to you and you'll find your way.
Okay.
But again, as a most basic guidepost, you know, without giving you a whole list of things that you should watch out for, I would definitely avoid the more obvious tourist setup production, because that's exactly what you're going to get. It's a tourist production. You want the legitimate thing. So you have the opportunity to go into the communities and to connect at a more grassroots location.
Okay, definitely. All right. Thank you so much for the information.
I hope I fully answered your question, and if I can be of any help to you, you know that I'm here for you.
Definitely. Thank you so much.
Sure. I'm glad.
All right. Bye-bye.
We indeed give thanks for each and every one of your sacred being and presence here with us for the Power Lunch at High Noon U.S. Central Standard Time here on Block Talk Radio with the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, Type Potions, and Hoodoo Central. We give thanks and honor for the chiefess of the Gullah Geechee Nation, Queen Kwet, and her sacred presence here with us on the show today, and as well as her journey here to the Crescent City on Friday of this week, the 5th of August, 2011, and we give great honor and thanks to the Divine Creators for making this happen and bringing us all together in the sacred spaces of Congo Square. Today is Wednesday, August 3rd, 2011. We are sharing a sun in Leo in the 10th house, a moon in Libra in the 11th house, Mercury in Virgo in the 10th house, Venus in Leo in the 10th house, Mars in Cancer in the 8th house, Jupiter, Taurus in the 6th house, Saturn in Libra in the 12th house, Uranus in Aries in the 5th house, Neptune in Pisces in the 4th house, Pluto in Capricorn in the 2nd house. We're in a Leo lunation with the moon now in its crescent phase in Libra and the sun in Leo. We are also now in our Mercury retrograde from August 2nd until August 26th. Almost all month we will be in Mercury retrograde, which tends to affect greatly communications. While Mercury is in retrograde, familiar channels of communication become tangled and often imbalanced or confused. Excuse me. Expect delays and changes in your plans. Expect delays and changes in what people say and their actions and their behaviors. Use this time for researching in problem solving. Operate with a backup plan during this time. Expect and anticipate that things will not always go your way, that people will not always stand up to their word, particularly during the Mercury retrograde. This is a great time to rewrite and edit manuscripts that are already in the works, rework an old project, or successfully repeat a task. This is a time for reorganizing and cleansing your altar, something that is already established but can be reworked, if you will, re-evaluated, reconsidered. But hold the final decisions and approvals until Mercury goes direct. The tendency is to initialize or finalize projects prematurely. The contents of verbal and written contracts and plans made now may later seem inadequate or unclear or unspecific or unsure or not in your favor. This is not a good time to buy on the spur of the moment without research and investigation. This is also not a good time to purchase electronic equipment, cars. Major purchases may be reduced in price after the retrograde period, and you can save money by waiting. Major repairs or surgeries performed now may be incomplete or plagued with unexpected repercussions. Move forward cautiously. Double check and reconfirm every detail. Type and written errors are easily overlooked during Mercury retrograde. Paperwork mislaid, appointments forgotten. Your sense of humor overcomes the challenge and the challenges of unexpected adjustment during this time of Mercury retrograde. Our moon is also in the crescent phase. And we know that during the crescent phase, we tend to focus on expansion, growth, struggle, and opportunity. But under the Mercury retrograde, we want to be cautiously aware of the details. This is a time of awareness, being still, being quiet, listening. Don't always feel a need to be responsive. Don't always feel a need to say something. I'm going to give you a quick example. We all have seen the Sally Struthers and the Help the Famine commercials and in all the different marketing tools. Whether we believe in or accept in the credibility and legitimacy, is not relevant to my point. My focus is on the marketing. So they market at us in a way that tugs at your heart, that touches you in an emotional place, that gets you to be responsive. It's hard for some of you to see the sorrowful eye of the animal and the tearful eye of the child, and it tugs at your heart, and it pulls at your emotional strings. This is a time to be aware of your interaction and not to immediately be responsive to everything that seduces the eye, whether it be seduction through pleasure or seduction through sympathy. Open your third eye, become aware of what is happening within you and around you, what you feel, what you sense. Your quote-unquote gut level feelings, your natural intuitive responses. Some of you are out of touch with those responses. And there are programs in our society put in place to dismantle and disconnect us from those responses. We have industries of aspirin and antacids and other products
billion-dollar industries, which sole purpose is to mask the real symptom. Sometimes we're having indigestion or we're experiencing some sort of response because we need to pull back, because we need to stop. We need to examine. What you may have been able to eat in your 20s, you may not be able to eat now in your 40s. And you haven't taken the time to stop and pay attention and realize, you know what, I might not be able to do this bread anymore. I might not be able to do this particular food anymore. So be aware. Be conscious. I've also been operating here lately under the guise of spirit with the Loteria cards from the Mexican, Hispanic culture. Very akin to tarot cards, but the symbols are a bit different and have a very distinctly voodoo feel about them in nature, if you understand the symbolisms. So I've been pulling a card and sharing that also in the past few days. And the card for today was El Catrín, which is the dandy, if you will. It's often depicted as a well-suited gentleman with a top hat and a cane. Those of you in the Voodooan and Hoodoo traditions would identify that symbolism with Baron Samedi, the Papa Gede, the leader of the Gede family, who's often depicted again in a top hat with a cane, dark glasses, sometimes with one eye out. And on the El Catrín card in La Tierra, the top hat guy will often have the, what do you call, monocle, not the two lens glasses, but just the one, which is symbolism of our being able to see within and without, within this world as well as into the next, having multidimensional, intra-dimensional vision and awareness. And the pulling of El Catrín, the dandy, the interpretation is to let go of what you are holding on to and reach a new level. The power is in the word. Hear me what I say. Let go of what you are holding on to, not to lose something, but let go in order to reach a new level, gain something greater. Expansion. Remember, we are in the crescent phase of the moon. Expansion, growth. Always strive for self-improvement. But when something isn't working, try a different approach. The 12-step program says that insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. Sometimes you have to move your altar implements around to get a different connection, a different vibration, a different mojo operating. This is the symbol, if you will, of ever-present dust in our lives. When you are as meticulously clean as I am, and you're aware of dust. Dust settles when things move. When we move and interact on the planet, we are creating dust. Body skin cells and animal cells and plant cells and everything that is matter. Just the other day, we talked about the most basic building blocks of creation are really all the same thing, just moved around, recycled, if you will, in different combinations and denominations to create something else. But when we break it down to its most basic elemental reality, they are all the same thing. We have the same molecules, the same atoms, just restructured. So move forward, but move forward in awareness. Self-aware, environmentally aware, be intuitive, be empathic, be sensitive, and particularly for you men. We often hear women say, well, you know, I changed my hairdo. He didn't even notice. I lost a few pounds. He wasn't even aware of that. And we take that for granted with a sort of macho bravado, if you will. But it's a clear sign of our challenge to be aware. Women operating under the moon and under the water signs and frequencies of those elements tend to be very aware, sometimes too aware of details, of changes, of movement. And their challenge is to not get caught up in the details, to not get caught up in the movement, but to be able to look at things as we credit men with, being able to look at things from a much broader perspective. There's something to be gained. There's something to be matured and evolved, if you will, for both men and women in awareness and being present in the moment and being aware of what's going on with you and within you and around you. Our body talks to us. Creation talks to us. There are many creation stories out of Africa that talk about our lost ability to communicate with trees and animals and plants and all the things around us. And there's those in the scientific community who say that we now only use, 10% of our brain. What happened to the 90? What is possessed within that 90%? This was one of the questions that fueled me as a younger person into this path, into this understanding, into Pan-Africanism and animism and traditional African-based religions and ritual ceremonial work. My belief that we were given something and still have evidence of that gift. We're just not using it, or we're just not in touch with it. Or we're in touch with it, but not to our fullest potential. So I strive to want to know what's in that other 90% of our brain, of our consciousness, what magic lies there that is untapped, that need only be stimulated, motivated, reactivated through our changing of our diets, through our changing of our lifestyles and what we think and how we live and how we operate here on this multi-dimensional planet, Earth. I want to know. I am curious ever still. I don't believe that curiosity belongs just to the youthful. Indeed, we push curiosity to the side as we make more room for our bills and our responsibilities as adults. But we now have skills and talents and technologies and machinery available to us that should provide an opportunity for us to work, make a living, take care of our responsibilities, but also provide an opportunity for us to explore spirit, creativity, to go within and pull out our sacred resources that keep us moving forward in innovation and renovation of ourselves and our lives and our tools and our machinery and all the things around us. I am humbled and honored by divinity, by God, by Goddess, by the spirit realm and its ability to manifest itself to me each and every day. It is what keeps me humbled. It is what keeps me grateful, but it's also what keeps me fueled and motivated and going in the face of all manner of challenge and challenger, I have, truly, I have been to the mountaintop. I have seen the other side. I have seen the face of God and God and divinity. I have seen heaven. I have experienced hell. So therefore, I have a knowing, an inner knowing, an inner standing of the reality that is spirit, that is God, that is you and I. I will be before all is truly and indeed a blessing. Remember, our live listen and call in number is area code 347-215-8967. 347-215-8967. If you have a question, comment, or request, please do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. I will be forward momentarily. All is truly and indeed a blessing. Ashe.
Bye.
Alafia and Ashe, as always, I give thanks and praises, humble respect and honor to each and every one of you and your divine being and presence, your goddess presence and God presence here with us in this square circle for the power lunch at 12 noon U.S. Central Standard Time, live from beautiful, historic, enchanted New Orleans, Louisiana, here on Blog Talk Radio. Those of you present with me in the chat, I bow in divine namaste to each and every one of you, as well as those who are with me now live on the phone lines at area code 347-215-8967. If you do have a question, comment, or request, do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. I will be with you momentarily. Again, I invite you to join us here in this beautiful city of New Orleans, Louisiana, each and every Sunday afternoon, 2 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time for our drumming, ceremonial, ancestral, libation, pouring, gathering, community event each and every Sunday at 2 p.m. And we often gather and share a meal at Golden Feather Mardi Gras Indian Gallery and African Cuisine Restaurant located at 704 North Rampart Street, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70125, in the Congo Square, Armstrong Park, French Quarter area, where the proprietor is Brother Shaka. And we invite you to be a part, those who are local to New Orleans, as well as those who may be visiting, planning to visit, to make plans to be with us. And of course, we are gathering on a special day this week on Friday, 11:45, to meet Queen Quet in the Gullah Geechee Nation here on Friday in this New Orleans, Louisiana, in Congo Square. So we truly give honor and reverence for those who are here. Know that you are already and already have all that you need. It is divinely innate. It is inherent. It is a part of your divine and sacred path, presence, and journey here on Mother, Father, Earth. In the face of the challenges, in the face of the challenges, in the face of the trials and the tests, I, if no one else, respect and acknowledge you and your sacred and divine being and presence with us in this moment in time space. I am grateful and appreciative for what you offer and give to us in the greater community every day in your own unique, powerful, creative, and innovative way. And I give thanks indeed to the sacred creator for your being and your presence. So be mindful, be reminded truly who you are. Step up and walk in the authority of who you are. You powerful, loving, and loved, created creator child of the Most High God and Goddess. You are divine love, divine math, divine astrology, numerology, divine science, sacred, quantum, metaphysical science manifested here and now in this moment in time space. You are made in the image and likeness of your creator through the embodied aspect of all those qualities. Your inner divine light is pure and bright and true. And no mistake can undo God's divine handiwork of true perfection. So do not be afraid of your power, of your might, your magnificence, your gift, your sacredness. When you succeed and thrive and evolve, you inspire others to succeed, thrive, and to evolve. When you change your life so that it is more in line with your interest, your divine and sacred interest, you inspire others to so align. So be powerful, be divine, be sacred. This is indeed who you are. Mirror and reflect back unto us that divine light and spark of your most true and perfected self. Free yourselves from the limited constraints of earth law and physicality. And remember with me, if only for a moment, remember your perfect light, body, and consciousness. Remember, you have the creative allowance to create and recreate the light, the love, the clarity, the healing, the environment you need, seek, and desire to grow, to evolve, to move forward here and now in this most present moment in time space. I am because my creators are all-powerful, open, and receptive to all that operates for my good here and now in this present moment. I create and recreate my divine destiny, and I am because my creators are. I am because you are. Without beginning or ending, I am eternal, all-powerful. I am free to experience life in any way that I choose. My consciousness is not bound by time, space, or place. Like the universe itself, I am limitless. I am part of a vast, unified, cosmic, universal whole. I am free from all concerns about the past. I am free from all concerns about the future. My life is in divine order as it unfolds according to a perfect and divine plan. I do not strive to attain the things that you desire. I do not strive to attain the things that I desire. I simply allow them to flow to me, through me, for me, and before me, and I release my grip, my illusionary stranglehold of control. I am calm in the knowledge of all my needs. The divine is taken care of. I am open to all of life's experiences as the moments of my life come and go. I am at peace, divine peace, and serenity. I do not judge these moments. I welcome them and serve them. I accept them. I embrace them. I contemplate them. And then I act upon them. If problems arise, and they will arise, I do not resist. I observe with a calm, open mind and spirit, for I know that they will be resolved and answers provided in divine time. I have all the time in the world, for I am time, I am limitless, I am eternal, for my creators are time, limitless, and eternal. And in the quiet space between my thoughts, my mind, the chatter, my ego, they speak and come to me and minister and administer to me, and all things become crystal clear. My life transforming in divine, magical, and unexpected ways. Obstacles that once seemed insurmountable and impassable now seem smaller, clearer, and insignificant. I rise effortlessly above all challenges and challenges to a place of serenity, tranquility, inner standing, and knowing. My path forward is becoming clearer and clearer, like quartz crystal clear, defined, colorful, vibrant, focused. Every day and every way, my life becoming more and more harmonious as I trust in the natural flow of spirit. I resist nothing, I yearn for nothing, I gratefully receive all that comes my way. My consciousness is not bound by time, space, or place, what you feel, think, say, do, or believe. Like the universe itself, like divinity itself, like divine creators, I am divinely created, I am limitless, all-powerful. I am part of a vast, unified, cosmic, universal whole. I am in balance. I am complete. Ishu, Alekwana, Kofi Wary, Awu, O, Luz, O, Nibo, Ada Afambo, O, Z, O, Basalami, Itani, Nibo, Anino, Aban, Ishu. Ishu is a respected elder who flogs, confronts, and uncovers fools. That's one verse in mystery, Jesus' truth. Chaomian, he calls a scatter to feed poverty. O, Basala, shakes rascals to have sacrifice. The owner of warning is the one who is Ishu. Aboru, Aboye, Aboshiche, Ashe, may our Igbo reach our room. May our Igbo be accepted. May our Igbo allow what we desire to come to pass. And so we say, Ashe, Ashe, and Ashe.
Blah, blah, blah.